Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Brian, what's going on today?
Hi. It was my birthday the other day. And
happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Well, you didn't invite me to Chuck E. Cheese, so I just got to say it now.
A lot of people wrote happy birthday on my Facebook wall, and I really liked it. I had like over 100 happy birthdays, and I read through all of them, and my girlfriend is like the only person I know who didn't post happy birthday on my wall. And
wow.
I felt like I'm starting to feel like she doesn't want to publicly acknowledge the fact that, you know, we're a couple.
Wait, hold on. How long have you guys been dating?
Almost a year now.
And did she acknowledge your birthday in any way?
Well, yeah. I mean, she called me on the phone and said happy birthday. And you know, we had dinner and stuff. But, like, I feel like it was the public acknowledgement that she's avoiding. Like, she's fine in secret, you know, like, contacting me, like, oh, by the way, happy birthday. Like, it's like I'm a spy or something. But she, when it comes to announcing to the world that we're a couple, like, she never wanted to change her relationship status on Facebook either. And you know, she still hasn't told her parents that things are getting serious between us. Like, her parents just think that we're, like, you know, really good friends.
Let's call her. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Scandalous.
Yeah, but let's see what she has to say.
Hello?
Hey, Jamie, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You have a boyfriend named Brian, right?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, okay. We're calling you because he called us. And he has a problem with the fact that on his birthday, you didn't write happy birthday on his Facebook page.
What's up with that?
Oh, my God. He's so stupid. That's just so stupid. I can't, because Facebook is just stupid.
Mm.
He's got this, like, he's just dumb. He's got this notion that, like, if you're in a relationship, you should communicate by social media, and I just think that that's ridiculous.
I have to say, I agree with the fact that communicating while you're in a relationship on social media is ridiculous, but I would also say the fact that you haven't changed your status is a little bit suspect.
I am never on Facebook. I have a Facebook account because I'm in marketing and my company demands that we're on it. I just don't use it in that way. Like, I hardly ever post. It's dumb. I live my life for real. Like, I visit with what I want to see. I call them on the phone. I rarely even text people. Like, I literally love one-on-one. So he just has to get over it. It's stupid.
It's not dumb, okay, Jamie? It's not stupid.
Oh my God,
it's public acknowledgement of our love. And you're unwilling to publicly acknowledge our love.
I do, Brian. I'm with you all the time. Like, would you rather we just sit next to each other on our phones and Facebook that we're together? Like, we're
at least once in a while. My friends don't even believe me that I have a girlfriend. They think you're imaginary.
Because she's not on Facebook? All right, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote. Does Brian have a point? Jamie really should have went on his Facebook page and posted something for his birthday, because that's kind of an obligation when you're in a relationship. Or is he overreacting? And Jamie, if you're not into social media, you should know that about your girlfriend and accept the fact that she called you and went out to dinner with you. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that they're going to support me.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Brian is upset that his girlfriend, Jamie, didn't wish him a happy birthday on Facebook.
Right.
She says that, well, Facebook is fake. and I called you and we spent time together, and that should really be enough.
Yeah, but you know what? Brian feels like she's always been reluctant to acknowledge him on social media there. I mean, she's on there at least for work times, and he's like, hey, give me some attention. I'm feeling left out.
Is he overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on her side, and I think she should have bought him a blankie and a stuffed animal because he acts like he's 5 years old. Is he really that serious? Oh my gosh.
You're real nice, huh? You just ignore the cries of somebody that's next to you looking for your support? What do you do? Do you laugh at puppies too? Do you laugh at puppies?
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you're heartless.
Seriously?
I'm with her 100%.
Oh, you're both heartless. You're cold black hearts.
It's true. All right, call us. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Jamie didn't wish her boyfriend Brian a happy birthday on Facebook. She says Facebook is over. Like, who cares? You're making a big deal out of nothing. He says this is just one example of how she doesn't want to publicly show their relationship status.
Okay, come on. Facebook is over. A billion users out there worldwide, Anna, and they all need to know about what's going on in Brian's love life.
Right, but is he overreacting about this? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Stern 99.9. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Jamie. She does have a point. The fact that she is with him, you know, that really says a lot. In the long run of things, you know, 20 years down the line, what is Facebook really going to matter? You know, the fact that you were together is what's going to matter.
Well, it might dictate happens in the world on a global scale and in our life, but I mean, I guess that's one way of looking at it.
I gotta be honest, and I know this sounds heartless if you're one of these people, but I don't get it. I always feel so obligated. I gotta post a picture of me and my husband.
Right.
I love you and happy birthday. He's not even on Facebook.
Right.
Who cares? Or the people that post pictures like, even though my dad's not on Facebook, he's the greatest man. Then who are you posting it to? Call your dad.
They're posting it for me, Anna Zapp. Oh. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the girlfriend's side. It's refreshing, actually, to hear somebody who's not mesmerized, hypnotized, and obsessed by social media. Social media is a great tool for business, but human interaction trumps everything in a relationship.
That's right. You should continue using Facebook for the only thing it's meant for, selling your essential oils.
Thanks for the call.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think I'm on his side. No.
Are you all right? Sir, you should probably pull over. I'm not sure if you should be operating a motor vehicle this morning.
I think maybe she should just acknowledge the relationship status. But as far as anything else, if she doesn't like that, I don't go on Facebook much either. I side with her.
Thank you, sir. I hope he's not chewing gum while he's driving.
I hope not.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Jamie and Brian. And Jamie, our audience agreed with you. If this isn't your thing and it's not like you're on Facebook all the time and it's not like you did it out of spite or to hide anything, Brian, you're just overreacting.
No, I'm not. This is it. This is how it works. She's tricking everybody, okay? She's tricking everybody. She's avoiding
me. I'm on the radio talking to you in this ridiculous thing. Like, what is your problem?
Look, if it doesn't matter to you, then just post happy birthday. How about that? Just do it, and it'll be done.
But how?
Because they already voted that I was right.
Yeah, so exactly. Exactly, Brian. I think this means a lot more to him than it does to you, Jamie. So, guys, best of luck to you. And if anybody else has an issue, you could always send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.